Herman's, we are driving the Fudgemobile. One hand on the wheel, the other hand resting comfortably on the leg of his young chicken assistant, Throbbin, as they head for the Kennedy Center. He's got a look of grim determination on his face. He's going to protect the bomb bays of America. He's Fudge Man. Fudge Man. Fudge Man. Fudge Man.
By the Kennedy Center. I don't like all that stuffy, stodgy stuff.
Don't worry, Throbbin. This may be stodgy, but it'll certainly be stuffy.
What do you mean, Fudge Man? Why are you talking in riddles?
I'll tell you, Throbbin. We're headed to the Kennedy Center because there's a ballet dancer there that's been acting in an untoward manner. The other dancers have complained and called me on the fudge phone. Consequently, we're en route. Catch the most notorious of all ballet dancers.
Jumping gerbil, Fudge Man, who can it be?
The Nutpacker. Every year, he returns this time of year to dance the gay tarantella. What I need you to do, Throbbin, is filter in. You're already in the leotards. I want you to mingle under the stage. Find the Nutpacker. Put the cuffs on him. Put him in the Fudgemobile, and we'll take him downtown.
I don't know, Fudge Man. I'm kind of scared.
Just walk on your tippy toes, Throbbin. That's all you've got to do.
Do you realize how butch you two look together?
The dancers are arriving now. There's one of them. Excuse me there. Didn't mean to bump into you on the way to the theater.
I don't care.
That's all right. Pleasure was all mine. Okay, Throbbin. There's the stage door. Out on stage with you.
I don't know, Fudge Man. I've never danced ballet before, but I guess the music's starting, so... There it is. Oh. Wait a minute. There's the Nutpacker now. I can tell him by the brown stain in his tights. If I can get close enough to put the cuffs on him... Oh, my God, I'm out in front. People are looking at me. Who is this music by, anyway? It reminds me of something I had to memorize in... high school. Oh, wait, is it time to take a bow? All right, let me bow. That's right, it's by Tchaikovsky.
Will Throbbin be brutalized there on the stage of the Kensen? Will the Nutpacker get to go on tour with the troupe and get away from the grasp of Fudge Man? Will the stodgy Kennedy Center audience be horrified at the spectacle they see? Or will they think it's part of the show and yell Bravo Lingus? Tune in again for another thrilling episode of Fudge Man. Fudge Man. Hey, Tommy.
Yes.
It's the Grease Man calling. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. How you doing?
All right.
I hope I'm not intruding. Your friend Tina asked me to call. Is that okay?
I guess so, but you got the wrong Tommy.
Oh, this is...
You got Tommy Senior.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Tommy's pop!
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Well, do you want to talk to Tommy? You got the time?
Yeah, I do. Where is he, in the rack?
Hang on. He's downstairs. Hang on.
What's he up to down there?
I don't know.
Wailing away, probably.
Hold on.
Oh, yes, sir. Will do. Tommy's downstairs. Yeah. Well, I am respectful. Gee, sir.
Is he wailing away?
Well, he might be wailing away. I mean, the guy just got dumped by his girlfriend. He lost his job. What better to do than wailing away? Just to get you on the right track, eh? Whenever I feel alone, I never am afraid.
Hello.
Hey, Tommy.
How you doing, Grease?
How you doing down there in the basement, wailing away?
Not this morning, bud.
Is it okay that I call? Tina asked me to call you.
Again, yeah?
What do you mean again?
No, she talks about this.
What, she keeps coming back on you like a bad meal, that girl, huh?
No.
You like her?
Come on now, Grease.
You like Tina or what?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Were you just listening to the radio at all?
No.
I got the inside scoop, buddy.
About what?
About Tina.
Okay, well, you tell me about the inside scoop.
She wants you hungrily. She wants you. She's admired you for a long time, Tommy. Is it okay that I call, first of all? You sound
yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah, no problem. I'm sick, man.
What's the matter with you?
I got the flu.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Anyway, Tina called to say, you know, she wanted me to say Merry Christmas, and don't worry, you'll find a new job. And don't worry, you'll get over that girl you were dating. And Tina is ready to offer you a slice if you want it.
Yeah.
What do you think, eh?
Sure.
I asked her. She said she very much cares for you. She loves you almost, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah. So I think if you wanted to, you could extract a Yuletide snarl and gnarl. What do you think, eh?
Collect on Christmas a little early.
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and give her a call?
All right, yeah.
You got a number, right?
Yeah.
All right, she's probably listening right now.
Am I on the radio here?
Yeah, buddy.
All right.
So good luck and Merry Christmas. Don't let things get you down, okay?
Okay, man. Merry Christmas to you, too.
By the way, Tina's expecting to end up after the hose, and she wants to go to the zoo and have a couple of panda dogs. Can you arrange that? Huh? She got her heart set on it. What can I tell you?
Yeah,
the zoo's all right. You watch the elephants take a massive. That's great.
Yeah.
Unbelievable, man. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Okay.
And then you have a couple of panda dogs, and you will follow suit. Okay. See you, buddy.
Bye.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Man.
Anyway, young people getting together. That's so nice. In the holiday time. Sharing that joy. The time when you can... when you can be with the one you love. Lord, be with the one you love. Yeah, we're decorating our tree a little bit at a time every day. First, we put the lights on it, and last night we bought some hanging stuffed animals. You know, we don't want to just put regular balls on it. You know, I put regular balls on the tree. You know, that's déclassé, really? So last night we sat there, we had a bottle of crisp wine. Oh, man. You know what we had last night? This is so good. Get this. Stuffed squid. Squid stuffed with veal.
Squid is one. With veal?
With veal. Squid stuffed with seasoned veal.
I mean,
these little squid, like they look like Potomac whitefish. You know, they kind of, they had that blind trout look about them. But, man, we stuffed them up.
Had you ever had squid before?
Oh, yeah.
I love
squid. Oh, yeah, but stuffed squid with veal? I mean, it was like, trout dropping good.
And that sounds too amazing.
Yeah, man, it was. And then a crisp bottle of Chardonnay. I'm telling you what I was like. And then we had some redfish. I think it was. Was it redfish? Yeah, it was a great fish. It was seasoned with a special sauce. I mean, it was like I think it was Laurent. And there I was sitting back digesting mentholated Tipperillo when suddenly.
On come the bell, sweet silver bell, song seemed to say.
Slowly I turned, step by step, inch by inch. I hate the bells, stop with the bells, don't with the bells, cease with the bells, genug with the bells, rausch mit the bells, stop with the bells, hey, with the bells, all right, that's enough. That's enough. You want bells? Give me bells, but not those kind of bells. Just, you know, generally, that's nice. That's very good. Okay, those kind of bells will be fine. Right, these bells are good, too.
Hanukkah bells.
I say the sleigh bell jingling, ring, ring, ring a little long. Come on, it's lovely weather, a sleigh ride together with you. Our cheeks are nice and rosy, so why not mosey between them if you choose? Come on, let's...
Merry Christmas, long may they sing, long may they live, bring turtle town to every home.
waiter. Thank you. Stop with it. Jeez.
So what'd you have for dessert?
The bell. Oh, for dessert? There wasn't room for dessert, but it wasn't room. After stuffed squid, man.
Stuffed squid.
Oh, really stuffed squid. And plus, we left, there's two of them left over. I think I may have them.
You are an animal.
Well, maybe I'll get that thing to make it for us on one of our Friday fun fests.
Fun fest, that'd be great. Stuffed squid.
Stuffed squid. I mean, it's so good, you can't believe it. I mean, maybe we'll celebrate. Of course, Friday we won't be here. I'll be flying away for the Goyish Day of Days.
Yes.
So,
Christmas at the Greenbaum.
Yeah. But maybe a week from Friday, I can... Oh, would that be sweet? That's stuffed squid. I mean, we're talking... Oh, it is so nice. 9 before 9 with the commander here. You're in the midst of Mega Shriek, and I got some... I still have to do that sailboat or powerboat comparison. All right, give me a second, all right? And let me take a quick break, and we'll get right... Give me room! I sometimes gesticulate wildly while I do this, so get the lamps off the tables, because it's time for brutality! Time to wonder what it must be like to strap on a gun and pin on a man and become a lawman! One thing you gotta realize as a lawman, and it takes a while to set in. See, in your rookie year, you're all excited about it. You know, anything can happen. You're excited about wearing the gun. You may be called to the scene of some wild event. So you go to the job with enthusiasm. But after a few years, you realize none of anything means squat. And you resolve then that you're going to put in 8 hours and 8 hours only. The problem you have is that it never fails. You can have a shift where there's nothing going on. The second you direct that squad car toward the station house, there's somebody flagging you down. Officer, my car broke down. I can't get the lug nuts off. Can you help me with that? I lost my kid. I think he's in the woods somewhere. Could you go walk us through the mud to help me find my son? Officer, I've just been beaten up. Could you fill out a report? I'd like to find out, you know, in your hating life. I mean, you don't mind if that happens at 9:05, but when you're ready to check out, what do? Easy. You need to have those metallic things that stick onto the side of a car made up. Let's say Joe's Bakery. So as you drive into the station house, you slam these plastic things on the thing that says County Police. And instead it says Joe's Bakery, so that they don't realize it's a squad car. For a little more money, you invested a twist-off red light. So you get that damn giveaway red light off the roof, twist it off, and throw it in the trunk. So you're driving along in this car that says Joe's Bakery, speedy delivery. And then so they don't see the uniform, of course you take your hat off, you put it on the seat next to you. And you have like a big baggy extra large t-shirt you pull over your uniform blouse so they can't actually see the decal of your department and your telltale giveaway badge. You take the shotgun and lay it down on the floor so the barrel's not sticking up. And that way, when you see people on the side of the road disabled, when you see accidents, when you see people screaming, shooting coming from the bank, you can just drive right by, Because you learn after a while, 8 hours a day and 8 hours a day only do you book them.
Nobody beats the
wind. Nobody beats the crap law. And everywhere I went, the Goyim would line respectfully on the street corners. And they would sing, Ride, Irving. Well, I was sitting in the dance hall, sipping a Manischewitz and talking to the Shexa that I'd been stopping by the name of Kitty. What's the matter, Irvin, honey? What's the matter? What isn't the matter? I got sores. I was thinking, you know, that I could just spend the weekend blotzing, but I got to organize a fakakta posse and get out in the woods. The James gang robbed the bank. I wasn't looking. Who knew? Who knew they were? I was playing Marjan. Down with the shakers at the jailhouse, my deputy Festus. Sitting there playing with his nutmeg and the jail gets robbed. Now I gotta line up a posse. The rabbi's out of town. I can't get a brocha for the posse. We gotta go out without a brocha. I just got done sitting shiva. I thought I'd have some time to myself. I'd pick up a bialy and relax. I'd get to eat some Chinese.
Instead, I gotta go schlepping all the way out in the Badlands with the Geschwitz in the heat. I had reservations at Kutch's. Well, fortunately, as luck would have it, one of the beams gave way inside the saloon, and Irving was struck. "I'll sue," he screamed. "I'll sue. I can't walk." And sure enough, Irving said, "This is it. My law enforcement days are over. No more schlepping. No more chasing banditos. No more saddle sores on my tuchus." Irving successfully sued and won $100,000 from the insurance company, which in those days was tremendous. But the insurance adjuster said, "All right, I got the check, but I don't trust you. I don't trust you. I think you really can't walk. I think you're faking in that chair with a blanket in your lap. You're not crippled. Let me tell you something. I'm going to hound you to the end of the earth. You may have got the $100,000. The courts may have awarded it, but let me tell you something, Mr. Greasemanowitz. I will follow you everywhere. Sooner or later, you're going to slip up. Sooner or later, you're going to walk. And when I catch you, that's it. We got you for insurance fraud. You got that? But I just smiled. I said, "Look, I got a plan. You can follow me if you want, but I'll tell you my itinerary. First, I'm going over to Italy. You know where the Pope is? Every day he comes out. He raises his hands. People that are sick, that are infirm, they go stand underneath his balcony to be blessed by the Pope. I'm going to go to Italy, and you're going to see the biggest miracle you ever saw in your life."
The Grease Man on DC 101.
Look at him, driving the Fudgemobile. Cape billowing in the wind. Carrying in his pocket a wallet-sized picture of John Boy Walton, which he looks at every now and then when he wants to enjoy a room. Sitting next to him is young chicken assistant Throbham. One hand on the wheel, one hand on Throbham's knee. He's the greatest crime fighter known. Fudge Man! Fudge Man! Fudge Man! Fudge Man!
Fudge Man, do we have to fight crime? It's Christmas.
Throbham, crime never takes a holiday. We've always got to fight crime. Bombays are being assaulted throughout America. Right now, even as we speak, Lord only knows the dilation that's happening. And we're powerless to stop it. But at least here in our area of purview, we can cut down on it.
Gee, Fudge Man, it's Christmas. Can't you get the spirit?
All right. Think about it as we drive down P Street. Let's see, what can we do that's Christmassy? All right. It's beginning to smell a lot like tacos everywhere we go.
Holy hydronics, Fudge Man, I didn't know you could sing.
That's just one of the few things you get to learn about me, Throbham.
Who are we after today, Fudge Man?
A couple of crazy guys. One of them's a huge behemoth of a man, grotesquely overweight. He's the man that popularized the expression "bang zoom." And his sidekick, spindly, easily brutalized.
Jumping gerbils! You mean?
That's right, Throbham. We're going after Fart Carney and Ralph Cramden.
You mean the Ralph Cramden?
In with malice of forethought.
Cuddling cooters, Fudge Man. How will we ever get them?
Oh, they're easy to find, Throbham. Don't worry. We'll hear them. We'll hear them. We're playing old TV shows, and then they culminated with sick behavior. Listen, you can hear them now. They're in that bar over there.
Shoot.
Come on, Norton. You know you want to. Look at his big butt of mine. Don't I look good to you?
Hey, Ralph, I don't know. What would Alice say?
Alice, right here, Norton. Go ahead. I'm ready. I got my ankle.
I don't know, Ralph. Maybe I'm... smells pretty bad.
Yeah! Why, bang, zoom! Jumping troubles, it's them!
That's right, Robin. Look at him. Look at him! What an abomination. A show America grew up with it. Look at him now.
That's it, Norton. Like you mean it. Oh, yeah! Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? Oh, let me have it, Norton. Let me have it.
Will Fudge Man and Robin be able to intercede in this sick portrayal? Will Fark Carney and Ralph Cramden continue this bizarre expression of their lover? Or will Fudge Man and Throbbin turn away in disgust? And what's the story of the rumor that Throbbin's cousin Bobbin is coming to town? Fudge Man! Fudge Man!
Deadly, deadly. You'd best believe he's deadly. I'm going to do a medley because old Fudge Man's deadly.
60 minutes after 8 o'clock with the grease, those were the glory days, huh? Watching those old TV shows in black and white, it was a different America. It was. It was a different time. We were different people. We had different dreams and aspirations. We'd sit around spooning, and we'd wonder. Spooning, for crying out loud.
In the days when the only thing you used Wesson oil for was to cook something. Hey.
Back in the do-hoo-ah days when we were young, life on the boardwalk, we fell in love and time just slipped away. Back in the do-hoo-ah days,
gerbils were pets who lived in a cage.
Life was a carousel, we fell in love, and time just slipped away, back in our new day.
Bebop-a-loo, Peggy Sue, those songs bring back old memories. You are sha-na-na-na. Those words, they mean so much to my big behind. Back in the do-ah days, you held me tight, you never let me go. It still feels so right. It's just as good today as back in our do-ah days.
Yeah, call us stupid. But back in those days, you put on a suit, you picked up your babe, and you'd pour gasoline on the ground just to watch the colors of the moonlight sparkle in it. You considered yourself lucky if you copped a feel.
Nowadays, you think tonight's a total loss unless you're a recipient of a snarling gnarler.
Back in the new we had a ball, nights on the boardwalk, we had it all, and time just slipped away, back in the new one day. Back in the new one day, we had a ball, nights on the concourse, we had it all, and time just slipped away, back in our new day. Hello, 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 hello days.
Do you think all your friends from back in the old days are geezing?
I'm a West Virginia guy, a West Virginia boy. West Virginia is my pride and joy. West Virginia is good enough for me. And I said, man, I'm a West Virginia guy with a twinkle in my eye. West Virginia is good enough for me. West Virginia's good enough for me. Well, there's this big old convention of West Virginia doctors. And they all gathered at the town firehouse so that the people in the town, a lot of them ain't been to a doctor in so long, some of them never been an actual doctor, can ask questions, medical questions, of the West Virginia Medical Society. So these doctors all up on the stage. One of these old hillbillies gets up and says, hey, Doc, I got a question for you. How come this gets so hard and ain't no bone? And all the doctors look at each other. They say, just a second. And them doctors start huddling. And they start huddling. They try to figure it out. Finally, one of them gets back to the podium and says, well, we done talked it over, and we ain't sure. We think it's along the same line of how the Bombays can bite off a plopper and ain't got no teeth.
It's Washington's best yacht, the Grease Man.
A little tuna fish. Yeah.
On DC 101.
Oh,
my pants sticking out straight for like spikes from the side of my head. I'm a punk Hasidic. You gotta do that. When you dippity-doo pants, that's called punk Hasidic. It's not really well accepted, but I only do it when I'm in private, so I offend no one. Lightning bolt on my derby. Oh, but I do the funky chicken when I daven. I know it's a little unusual, but, you know, these are unusual times. It's 3 minutes before 9 o'clock. The grease man here. Look at me, having fun in holiday time, a time of joy, a time of laugh and love. Time to think of loveliness and all the stars above. I got a great inspiration from, last minute goodies for my honey, my funny little honey. I'll be shopping and stopping and buying those goodies and coming and... It's 2 minutes before 9 o'clock already? Unbelievable, man, unbelievable. Two before nine. Must be in a Rome zone. It's two before nine. The weather forecast, not the best, but, you know, 50-degree temps this time of year, I guess, is okay. Huh? Lower 50s for today. And then tomorrow, sunny and mild, mid-50s. It's not the best, but it's okay. And the outlook for Christmas Day, a slight chance of rain during the morning. Then partly cloudy and mild, low 50s again. So that's better than freezing our tochai. Tochai? That's more than one tochas. You have tochai. That's the Hamden pronunciation. You know, like in the... when they're inducting men into the service. And you have your draft physical back in the old days when they'd have like a veritable auditorium full of men to be examined for the draft. They would all simultaneously drop trowel, and many a medical man was heard to walk into the room as he stood there prior to administering the examination. My, he would say, look at all the tochai. And then he would begin his rather unsavory but necessary exam. Not really painful, but as we like to call it, the medical profession, an indignity. It's 9 o'clock already. Jeez, I better scoot, because I still have some more shrieking to do, and I only have 1 hour in which to do it. So that means I have really got to be a boss jock who knows his P's and Q's, so I can squeeze every available broadcast second of entertainment into this cavalcade of action. Wait a minute. WWDC-FM, Washington, it's 9 o'clock. This is Rod Allen Fritz, DC, what about you? American Airlines is ready for a happy holiday. Their flight attendants have called off a planned strike after reaching a tentative settlement on an agreement with the airline. The agreement avoided a strike that would have disrupted the busy holiday travel schedule. Fairfax County School Superintendent says it's very possible that a 5-year-old girl who has AIDS may eventually be readmitted to county schools. But Robert Spillane says any decision would first have to come from a review panel of specialists, parents, and teachers. Child's parents are suing to force Fairfax schools to readmit her. An American Express survey figures that more than one-third of us plan to take more pleasure trips next year, even if it means cutting back on other spending. The survey of more than 1,000 people says about 36% feel they'll travel more next year, with two-thirds saying they'd be willing to cut back on other spending if they have to.
It's running real smooth now. There was an earlier accident, but 11th Street looks pretty good. But that's gone. They hauled it away. Southbound on the Baltimore Washington Parkway, there's an accident in the right lane by New York Avenue. Expect minor delays. That's your story. I'm out of here. I got some shopping to do for Betty Maluka. Can't decide whether I ought to get her a Strato Lounger or the Encyclopedia Britannica. She don't read too good, so maybe I go to lounge. Then again, I don't know. I'll make a decision later. I gotta go.
Somebody send a memo to Mr. DeLuca. Spare us his holiday gift-giving musing. Got a lot of shrieking to do, and I really don't care whether Betty DeLuca gets her Encyclopedia Britannica or not. It's so ridiculous. Let's go. I'm
starting to feel good.
Yeah.
Her lie in the morning, sing hey lily, hey lily, hey lie lily, hey lily, hey lily, hey lie lily, hey lily, hey lily, hey lie lily, early in the morning. Yeah, I'm in a Christmas spirit. I'll be browsing. Downtown's a little fucked up with all the traffic around here, but yeah, I see people still pulling that same old trick they used to pull when I was a lawman. Yeah, what people will do when they want to park illegally, they'll pull up like a bus stop or something, then pop the hood. Make it look like the car's out of order. And then they run inside, do what they got to do, and come running out, drop the hood, start her up, and drive away. And when I was a lawman, I'd cure people of that once and for all. I'd see somebody do that, pull over, pop the hood, run inside a store. I'd walk over and grab a spark plug wire, yank it out. And they'd come running out, see me standing there, and they'd say, "Oh, hi, officer. Yeah, just trying to call AAA. Had a problem. Let me try it one more time, see if it'll start before the truck gets here." And then, boom, of course, it would. But you see, when I had yanked the parking brake, they'd go in there and go, oh. And they'd go, "My God." I'd say, "What's the matter? You got a problem there? I can call a tow truck. They'll send one by for about $50. Huh?" And then the people go, "My God. Yeah, looks like you got a problem here. Wait a minute, I'm pretty good with cars. You know, I'd let them sweat it out for about 10 minutes, you know. I'd walk away and say, see what you can do." And they'd be like, "Ooh, ooh." About 10 minutes later, I'd come back and rehook the wire up and go, boom. And then I'd have a big grin on my face. And they'd say, uh-huh. And I'd say, nya-nya. And don't let it happen again. And with a swift kick in the pukas, I'd send them on their way. Just good, clean fun, you know. Something to do between Bavarian creams. It's 3 minutes after 9... Yeah, the Mega Mother, the Commander, spreading holiday joy. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, good morning.
How are you, Grease?
I feel double bold and double bulky. How are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. I've got a few little ones here that want to say something.
Little ones who? Your kids?
Yeah, they want to say Merry Christmas.
Sure.
I got Grease Man.
Ooh.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on, here he is. Dr. Grease Man.
Hi, little cutie. Hi, little cutie pie. You're a little angel. You're a little angel of love. Singing, "Hi, Lily, ho, Lily, hey, little angel of love."
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too, Stinky. How you doing?
Oh,
good. What's your name? What's your name? Is it Mary or Sue? Okay, good. Let me speak to your other sibling.
Sarah.
Trevor. All right, there, Trevor.
Sarah.
Sailor.
Sarah.
What is it?
Sarah.
Sheila.
All right. Sheila says she loved me. She said she'd never leave me. Her name drives me insane.
Hi, Grease Man.
Hi, who's this?
It's the boy that you saw at Champions.
Yeah, I saw you there last night when we were taping that Redskins show, which incidentally is going to run Christmas Day. Change of pace this week. So how you doing? Yeah, you were up late last night, weren't you?
Yeah.
Oh, you little rascal. Was it fun?
Yeah.
Did you look at me and say, "Boy, one day when I grow up, I want to be big and bulky like Nino"?
Yeah.
Huh? Can you say that? Can you? You can use it, too. You don't have to be old and geezing like the... Listen to your mother with her hacking cough in the background. You don't have to be old and geezing like me to say that, because, like you know, you have a little sister, it sounds like, little Sheila. One day... Yeah, tell her one day, you know, like if she's ever messing in your room there, you say, "Watch out, Sheila, I have some dangerous things in here." And then if she trips over your basketball and falls down on it, you can go, "Nying." Yeah. Can you say that? Come on, little fella.
Yeah.
Come on. Nying. All right, never mind. This is ridiculous. All right, I gotta go. You take care.
Okay.
Nice to see you.
Can I talk to my sister?
I already talked to her already.
Hey.
You got another one?
Can you do Toe Monster?
Okay. I did it already this morning, but maybe later. I gotta go. See you later. Take care. Have a nice day. Unbelievable, man. But sweet. It's holiday time, you know. Kids and joy and family, friends. Nothing like it. Nothing like it. People gathered in the bosom of love's magic. Eh? On come the bells, sweet silver bells. Nobody beats the Wheeze. Nobody beats the Wheeze. I'm telling you, now it's even more important to go to the Wheeze. When you gotta buy something, a record, a tape... when you got to buy something electronic, a TV, a stereo, a VCR, speakers, compact disc player, get it at the Wiz, because here's where the Wiz's guarantee really works in your favor. Because, you know, the Wiz has always said that if within 30 days of your purchase you can find it somewhere else for less, bring in your receipt and proof of a lower price, and the Wiz will refund the difference. Well, you see, you're covered now because you know full well that as soon as Christmas bites the dust, people are going to come out with 20% off, 30% off, 50% off prices, slash, clearance sale, yada, 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 yada. And you're thinking, geez, if I buy now, I wish I could buy it after Christmas and really say, well, it's almost like buying it after, because you buy it at the Wiz now, you still got 30 days of protection. So if you see that compact disc player you bought at the Wiz somewhere else for less, hey, you're covered. You see those speakers you bought somewhere else for less, you're covered. It doesn't matter. I mean, you have a month. So if anybody sneaks a sale in, just keep your eyes open. Watch the paper. And if within 30 days of your purchase you find it somewhere else for less, just bring in your receipt and proof of a lower price, and the Wiz will refund the difference. You're covered now before Christmas for anything that may happen after Christmas. Just another reason why nobody beats the Wiz. Nobody beats the Wiz. There's locations all over D.C., Maryland, Virginia. Find the one nearest you and scoot.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Yes?
What did you think of Planes, Trains, and Automobiles starring Steve Martin and John Candy?
I give it a big thumbs up. John Candy hits one right out of the park.
That's your review?
Yes, it is. Why?
That's also what Siskel and Ebert said about Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Are those guys quoting me again?
I don't think so.
I suppose they also said it was the champion laugh-out-loud comedy of 1987?
No, they didn't say that.
Good.
Michael Medved said that on sneak previews.
Sure. After he overheard me in a trendy restaurant telling my friends to go by camel, go by dog sled, go by rickshaw, but go see Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, it puts the ho-ho-ho
back in the holidays. Look, that's exactly what Joel Siegel said on Good Morning America.
I said it first.
No, you didn't.
Look, who are you going to believe, me or Joel Siegel? Well?
Paramount Pictures presents Steve Martin and John Candy in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, a John Hughes film, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
Listen, you can hear it in the wind. Something new. An American legend and an American debut. A major new force in the automotive industry is here. Introducing the Jeep Eagle Division. Chrysler Corporation has just spread its wings, and you can expect the best.
By the Christmas tree I stood. My throat was dry. It felt like wood. Throats get fixed with Vicks.
Problem throat? You want a Vicks throat drop. It's real relief and really delicious. Melts into a refreshing syrup that coats and soothes dry, irritated throats. Vicks Throat Drops, medicated, so use only as directed.
You cheer in New Year's and stay up late, so your throat is scratchy in 88. Throats get fixed with Vicks.
Throat Drops, from Vicks, of course.
Yeah, sounds real good to me, Lord. Sounds real good to me. Sounds real good, sounds real good, sounds real good to me. Me. Sounds real good to me.
I just be listening for songs from the Grease Collection. You know how I do that every morning about 7 a.m.? I bring back a classic. Yeah. You write down the artist and title, and when Steve-ski plays it in the afternoon, be the first caller with the correct song information, and you pick up a single LP or cassette of your choice from Kemble Records, and that is dice t-shirt, right?
Let me take a moment to stretch. Crack that back.
Look at you.
Hang on. Here we go.
Ooh, man. That was very impressive.
Yeah, it was great, wasn't it? Yeah, it's because last night I was in a full Fowler. No semi-Fowler for me. You got to be a real man to go for the full Fowler position. It is nice. It's 10 minutes after 9 o'clock with the commander. I feel it extra perky. extra perky. And I'm trying to see if I can attribute it maybe to the holiday season. I don't know if it's that. I don't think it's that. The fact that we're going to do a very special Christmas show, Christmas morning here at 101, but I don't know if it's that. The thought of seeing the mishpacha, I don't know, the investments going swimmingly well.
I don't think it's that.
Now, the reason I generally have that impish grin on my face is that my gal is red hot, your gal ain't doodly squat, yeah! My gal is red hot, your gal ain't doodly squat, no, she ain't. Money, but man, she really got a lot. Let's work out together. I got a gal, 6 feet four, sleep in the kitchen with her feet out the door, 'cause my gal is red hot, your gal ain't doodly squat. My gal is red hot, your gal ain't doodly squat. She ain't got money, but man, she's really got a lot. Watch me work now. Doing the daddy long legs.
nice that you let me have to just watch her twice, because my gal is red on your gal ain't doodly squat. My gal is red on your gal ain't doodly squat. She ain't got money, but man, she's really got a lot. Don't stop it! That's what I like. Not a wishy-washy woman changing.